John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Yep, he's planning another project. So, this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Melissa Clevenger about delivering messages. Is giving a spirit permission to use yourself for communication, having done that now, wise idea? I think, you know, it probably depends on the person and how comfortable they are with this idea.
Yeah.
You strike me as someone who probably would not be super comfortable with it until after you said it. And it's like, oh, shit, I shouldn't have offered that up. That was a bad idea.
I actually don't recommend it.
Sure.
After I did it, I don't think it's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very weird. Like I said, I was very confused, and I wouldn't want somebody that I don't know to take over me. I don't recommend it.
Was that the only time you've ever kind of spoken that out loud because it was your cousin?
It is.
Okay.
It is. That is the only time.
Yeah. Did others at that time notice anything different in you?
They did. They, my husband and my friend, they just kept saying, "What is wrong with you?" And why are you? Because I kept giggling, and they're like, "Why are you giggling?" And like I was moving weird, and they said I was very odd. And then all of a sudden, I kind of just snapped out of it, but. Yeah, that wasn't the best experience.
Sure. That had to be very, you know, bizarre and odd and somewhat overwhelming.
Yes. And then I wonder, is that, I don't know, is that how they see us when you pass on? I mean, do we look pale with our faces sinking in? It was a rather distorted, like it was a scary look. So I don't know.
Have you ever been in a case where you were at a home and it was, you know, a private investigation and you were receiving messages, you know, from the other side, you know, verbally or just kind of like a download with information that you were able to give to the people in the home that matched up with, you know, stuff that there's no way you really would have known without you receiving that sort of message?
I haven't had that too much as far as doing private investigations. I can feel like if there's a good or a bad energy. Sometimes I'll get really short, like glimpses of things, but I haven't really been, I don't know if maybe it's just they don't know me. They're not connecting with me. I haven't gotten the messages like that, unfortunately. So I I can't give my full help other than what I get on my equipment.
Sure. And I know you said a majority of the cases that you go into, you know, they seem to be fairly benign or mm-hmm. positive, or they're not, you know, demons all the time. But, you know, yeah. obviously sometimes someone who's done this for a while, you do run into those sort of situations where something doesn't necessarily feel benign or super positive. Not necessarily saying it's evil, but, you know, there's assholes in the world, and there's going to be assholes who are ghosts, too.
I always say that. If you were that way in life, you
yeah.
probably are that way in death.
Yeah. So,
be a good person.
It shouldn't be shocking, and it's not necessarily Satan if you're there and it's just feeling like this is a creepy person.
Yeah.
You know, you can walk through the grocery store and probably guarantee find one creepy person somewhere.
Absolutely.
So when you're at a case and you do come across something that feels kind of negative, and the level of negativity can vary quite a bit, but how mm-hmm. does that affect you being someone who does feel a little more sensitivity than most?
I can feel it, and it kind of changes how you ask questions or how you try to get responses. Sometimes you have to be a little more stern. I mean, we don't provoke or anything like that. I don't believe in that, but sometimes you do have to talk to them a little bit different.
Sure. What kinds of validation have you received? You mentioned earlier that, you know, kind of when you were getting more into this and really finding a passion for this, it was some of the reasoning because you had lost several people in your life. And that very good reason right there to think, if there's something to this, I would want to be able to communicate with them. And you've kind of mentioned a few here and there, but what kinds of more meaningful communications have you had or attempted to have had with those who you have lost in your life, and what has come across?
One really interesting one, which this wasn't a thing I was told, but it was when I was doing an investigation. So my brother passed away in 1997. It was a road construction accident. So very sudden. We didn't know it was going to happen. The story that I knew and was told was that he was putting the flags down and the driver turned and ran him over and drove on. So I've, for 20 years, I basically have not forgiven the person who's done it. I've held that anger, mm-hmm. Not to admit that, but I have.
Sure.
So about a little over a year ago, I investigated my dad's house, and I was doing the ghost box and asking my brother questions, and nothing, no responses, no radio signal. It was quiet. Well, then on my way back to Wisconsin, I was going over my audio, and there were actually answers that sounded like my brother, which we didn't hear it with our ears. But he said, first I asked who lived here, and he said, you, me, and dad, and then it said Preston, which was our last name, so that validated it was him. And then he said, sorry, I was killed. Eric messed up, which his name was Eric. Mm-hmm. Well, I wrote that in my last book, and when my dad read my book, he sat me down, and he's like, because I said in the book that I felt he was telling me to forgive the guy who did it, and that he messed up, and for me, that was, you know, what I needed to hear. But then my dad said, he's like, I know what your brother was saying. He said, the story that you knew isn't what happened. I guess the earth mover moved up, and my brother's other job was to clean the front blade off. And my brother didn't tell the driver that he was going to go clean it, and he jumped out in front to clean it. And the guy didn't know he was there, so he ran him over. So my brother messed up. So basically, it took 20 years for me to find out what really happened, and all these years I blame that driver. So yeah, 20 years though to get an answer from investigating was just, it's kind of mind blowing in a way.
Yeah.
But I needed that, and I needed to forgive that person and know it wasn't their fault. So that's kind of why I do what I do, though, is a lot of these answers people need. You hold on to stuff your whole life, and maybe we need the people who passed to, you know, help us forgive or help us move on, and just knowing that they're around. So if I can help other people with, because I know I've helped myself, that's important. Sorry, that was a long answer.
No, that's good. I mean, how did that, I mean, when you got that message, you know, how did that affect you, you know, kind of immediately? What was there? I mean, you went for 20 some years believing one story, and suddenly you find out that that story isn't the accurate account of what happened. And you even got confirmation from it, from your brother, who had been passed away. It wasn't just, you know, your dad saying, well, you know, we told you the story to, you know, make it easier or whatever,
yeah,
you know.
So bad. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, there's one thing of getting that, but then there's one thing of actually getting the validation from your brother as well that would make it so much more powerful. I would imagine, I mean, just with anything, you know, trying to deprogram what you had believed and what you had thought for so many years, it's not as easy as just flipping a switch and suddenly it's gone. I mean, how did you handle that? How did you process that over time to make that move to forgiving and kind of moving forward and taking that burden off of yourself?
It actually was a little quicker than you would think. Mm-hmm. It was almost instantly I felt horrible that I mean, the person didn't know I blamed them, and they didn't know that I hated them for 20 years. But
sure.
Just instantly, though, I felt sorry for that person now. So rather than the anger, I feel sorry. I mean, this person has dealt with this for 20 years of knowing what happened. And here I feel horrible that but I needed that for my brother to, you know, to be able to forgive. It was a life-changing message he gave me.
Mm-hmm. And that's just amazing that can happen like that. And it sounds like it really, you know, took, you know, it gave you such relief after something like that went on.
Relief is a good word, yeah. I mean, I wish it wouldn't have happened to him, but knowing that, you know, he made a mistake. Unfortunately, it cost his life, but mistakes happen, and nobody else caused this. It was a mistake.
Have you been able to give another person out there through an investigation or whatnot, maybe not, you know, necessarily the same or the gravity of what happened with you, but do you feel that there's been cases where you've been able to connect some dots for some people and help them find some peace that otherwise they wouldn't have had you and some of your team not been involved?
I wish I could say yes. I don't think that I've been able to offer that really to anybody. I think I've been able more to just give them the validation that their loved ones are still around and validation that it is their loved one. I would say that's probably the extent on what I've been able to do. Unfortunately, I don't think I've given them the life-changing messages.
I wonder, you know, because sometimes when people get messages, they're not necessarily always going to, you know, bear their soul to everyone around them. But I wonder how many times they get messages and then after some thinking and pondering, they connect some dots and go, wow, this really connected some dots. You have that Wisconsin modesty thing going on. I know you're not even originally from there, but you've picked it up. And it sucks because I live with it all the time. And you can never just be like, you can't be like, I did that. Yes. It's like, no, yeah. I didn't do that. It's okay. Would you like some Friday night fish? You know? but it's a thing. It is. Having been out of the state now for 20 years, I can look at that and go, that is such a thing.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I try to give everyone so much credit for what they do, but yeah, when it comes to myself,
he's like none.
No, I don't.
No, that's I think that that is a symptom of that area, and I don't know what that is or why that is. But it is so a thing. I grew up with that. Tell me about this. When you're talking about equipment and stuff, you had mentioned ghost box and things like that. Mm-hmm. What for you, what do you believe works best as far as getting clear, concise answers or communication with the other side?
So one thing with me is I do love all the different equipment. I love seeing it. I love trying it. When it comes to actual investigations, like I'll buy everything, but mm-hmm. when it comes to an investigation, honestly, I think less is more. To me, my voice recorder is one of the main things. That is where I put it into a system called Audacity. And when I go through it, that's the most amazing, is when you hear these responses and things that you did not hear. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's one of the main important, other than yourself. I mean, just being aware and listening and slow down a little bit. I think we all get so like rushed and there's so much going on in the world. So just trying to be in the moment is really important. But as far as equipment, yourself, a voice recorder. I do enjoy the ghost box. You have to learn it a lot because a lot of the stuff is just coincidence. A lot of things you ask and you get responses. Sometimes it is a radio station and it mm-hmm. is just a coincidence, but I have had some, and you have to learn what is a radio station and what isn't. I've had places where you get a lot of bad words. Well, you know, that's not a radio station because mm-hmm. they don't say that on there. But I've also had a lot of amazing messages from the ghost box. Like I said, the one for my brother was when I was using a ghost box. You just have to learn and you have to know not everything is paranormal. I do like using the REM pod a lot. I have a REM pod with a millimeter with REM. I like using that, but like I said, overall, you really don't need all the equipment. Some of that's, we do it for tours, a lot of equipment when we have the public, mm-hmm. just because they don't get to experience this all the time. So we do a tour as an asylum, and you like to use the things with lights just because that gives them some excitement. But when it's private investigations, I think less is more.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Melissa Clevenger about delivering messages. A big thank you to her for joining us and sharing her stories. And thank you for supporting our show and keeping us on the air. We would not exist without you. Until next time for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Modo Casino? Modo has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Modo. I like my slots hot. Modo's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Modo Casino. Modo Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Modo, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.